What's up, what's up, what's up? How you doing, performance marketers? Welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to talk about how to create your hook, how to create a curious-based headline. So stick around and we will be right back.
I spent the last 17 years building my eight-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
All right, so your hook. What is your hook designed to do? Your hook is the first thing someone sees when they land on your welcome page for your survey or your sales page. It is the number one most important thing when you're getting traffic to any of your properties, and you need to do a good job of creating some curiosity. Your headline needs to pique somebody's interest. And that is by far and away the most important thing in the step of getting them to continue on in your process. If you don't have a good headline, if you don't have a good hook, they're never gonna stay on your page. They're gonna drop off and leave. That's the first thing they're looking at. It's at the top of the page, or you could have your hooks on an ad where you wanna get a click, right? The whole idea is you want to create curiosity. You want to create curiosity. And how do you do that? So let me talk you through the framework of what this looks like. Okay. The way it works is your headline is going to be starting with a huge promise, a big, 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 big promise on how you're going to help them. Big promise, help them with getting their desire, the result they want, the transformation they want. So in the beginning part of your hook, your headline, you're saying something to somebody that's going to be how to build a massive list of emails, how to build a massive qualified list of emails, how to lose weight, how to make millions and millions of dollars, what have you, whatever the result is. So the first thing you want to do is you want to lay out what the desire, result, the transformation this person, your audience, is going to have. Then the second part of the headline is, this is the first part, the second part is you want to come up with what the roadblock is for your audience or the pain that they feel when trying to get the result they want to achieve. So I'm going to take you through some examples of how you can do this. Now, what I do is I first lay out what my desire is, the result and the transformation. I lay out what my roadblock is and what my pain is. So for the purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to use the idea of me promoting to my audience with the concept of helping them build an email list. So first, let's start off with the desire, the result. And that is my big promise, I'm going to help them solve your biggest list building challenge. So the desire of my audience is that they want to build a huge list. And for whatever reason, they're having their challenges. We're going to find out what that is later on down the survey path. But for now, this is all we know. Okay. Now, my roadblock is going to be, you can have multiple roadblocks, but here's my roadblock is going to be, you've tried it already and haven't been able to generate quality leads that convert into customers. So you've tried it already and have not been able to generate quality leads that convert into customers, okay? And my pain is, number one, they don't want to wasting all your time and money. Pain number two, buying poor quality leads. They don't want to buy poor quality leads. Pain number three, losing money on Facebook ads. Okay. So now that I have all of this information, I know what my desire is. I know what the roadblock is. I know what the pain is. And I know I'm going to be making now a gigantic promise on how that person, my niche audience, my entrepreneur, right? The people that I'm targeting are going to solve their biggest list building challenge. They have a roadblock where they've tried it already and have not been able to generate any quality leads that are converting into customers. And they're running away from wasting all your time and money, buying poor quality leads, and losing money on Facebook. So the first thing is we have the big promise. What I like to do is I lay out a number of possibilities prior to me coming up with the desire that is already on my worksheet. And that looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 that I use right here. And it looks a little bit like this. First one is how to. Second one is the truth about how to. Third one is 3 fast ways to, 5 proven ways to, 7 sure fire ways to, number 6, 7 quick and easy ways to, number 7 is foolproof method to, number 8 is 7 crazy ways to. Guys, seeing a pattern here? And number 9 is the perfect solution if you want to. So now that I have all of the start of my headline, what I want to do is I want to marry each headline with my desire, with my result of the audience. So when I'm doing that, it'll sound a little bit like this. How to solve your biggest list building challenge. The truth about how to solve your biggest list building challenge. 3 fast ways to solve your biggest list building challenge. 5 proven ways to solve your biggest list building challenge. 7 surefire ways to solve your biggest list building challenge. You guys get the point, right? 7 quick and easy ways to solve your biggest list building challenge, foolproof method, 7 crazy ways to, the perfect solution if you want to solve your biggest list building challenge. So as you can see here, everything's done for me. I just have to answer one simple question. What is the desire of my audience? And I have the start of my hook. I have the start that I can look at and get an idea of what it is that I want to use. Okay? Everywhere where you see numbers, that could be any number that's relevant to your business, okay? So number, surefire ways to, number, quick and easy ways to, okay? So that is the big promise that I am making to somebody. Now, what we could do is we could add a prefix in front of this. So we can add a prefix. What does that look like? Okay. So some examples would be discover. Another one would be learn. Another one would be finally, new, breaking news, updates, things like that, okay? So what you want to do with this is you want to take the prefix and you want to put this in front, add prefix in front of the start of the headline. So discover how to. Learn the truth about how to. Finally, three fast ways to. Breaking news. Five proven ways to solve your biggest list building challenge. Wow. Seven quick and easy ways to solve your biggest list building challenge. Okay? So you have the option of adding in these prefixes. Okay? Now, the other option is you want to create a time frame. And there's two ways to do so. One is numbers. Two is non-numerical. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, again, you're going to put it in the front of where you're starting your headline. And it sounds a little bit like this. You can use, for example, the word automatically. You can use instantly. You can use quickly. Okay, these are all types of non-numerical numbers. Instantly, automatically, right? So instantly learn how to. Automatically identify how to solve your biggest list building challenge. Okay? Quickly learn how to solve your biggest list building challenge. So there's a number of different words you can use here. You could add in immediately, fast, in a flash, things like that, right? And now the second way to do it is by you using numbers. So same concept of putting it in the front of the headline, but instead of using these words, you're going to use something like, in 15 minutes or less, learn how to solve your biggest list building challenge. In 60 seconds, discover how to solve your biggest list building challenge. Okay, so the idea here is to put a number, 1 minute, 60 seconds, 30 days, all relevant to your business, and it goes in the front of the headline. Now, we come up with our front-end big promise with our result that we're now identifying from our audience of what they want, right? So we're hitting on it. They see it. They want to solve their challenges of generating leads and building their list. So now what we want to do is we want to continue on with what the roadblock or pain is. And you're going to use either or for the back end of your headline. So let me explain a little bit about both of them. The roadblock. When you're using the roadblock, you want to, again, lay out, you've tried it already and have not been able to generate quality leads that convert into customers. That's your roadblock. You've done it and you haven't been able to generate good, high quality leads that will turn into a customer. So you're struggling. You're in a bad place. Their pain is you're wasting all your time and money trying to generate leads. You're buying from other people poor quality leads that aren't converting into customers. And when you're trying to generate leads on Facebook, you're losing money. It's not working. These are all pain points for your niche audience. So there's two ways to go about doing this. Whenever you're using the roadblock, there's a certain phrase you want to use versus whenever you're using the pain. And there's three different options. There is the number one, even if. Number two, avoid. Number three, without. Every time you use even if, you're going to insert your roadblock. And every time you use avoid or without, you're going to use the pain. Okay? So let's put it together. How to solve your biggest list building challenge, even if you've tried it already and have not been able to generate quality leads that convert into customers. Boom. Bingo. Let's do another one. Seven quick and easy ways to solve your biggest list building challenge without buying poor quality leads. Okay? You see what I'm doing here, right? What I've done is I've laid everything out on the table. So now it's just putting the pieces together. So now I can sit and look and have a good idea of what I think makes the most sense, right? Now, like the front end of the big promise with the desire and the result, on the back end, there's other options, okay? And that is, you can add not a prefix, but a suffix. So what does a suffix look like? Let me give you some examples. This is on the back end. So you can use words like guaranteed, today, now, words like that, right? So if we went and wanted to use our suffix, we'll go 5 proven ways to solve your biggest list building challenge to avoid wasting all your time and money today. Boom. So you can play around with these words, but it adds a little pizzazz to your headline, to your hook, and you're telling them that this is today, this is immediate, this is going to happen, right? How to solve your biggest list building challenge without buying poor quality leads guaranteed. Boom. These are the type of things that you could be using in your headlines. Now, like earlier, the one thing that we want to add to this is similar to the front end, you want to create a timeline. So before, we had this time frame in the front where we had a certain framework. Now, we want to be able to use the time frame in the back. So same concept, two formats, numbers and non-numerical. So we're looking at the same things here, guys. We have 30 days, 15 minutes, 1 week, 60 seconds. Doesn't matter. All the same thing that we had over here, right? And it would sound something like this. 7 crazy ways to solve your biggest list building challenge without losing money on Facebook ads in less than 60 seconds. Amazing. Amazing. Hits on everything. You're giving the big promise. You're telling them that the pain that they're running from is not going to be there. And you're going to be able to do this in a very short period of time. Wow. 7 quick and easy ways to solve your biggest list building challenge. So you can avoid having to fire all your employees in less than 30 days, right? That's using it with the numbers, same concept with the without numbers, where you can use words like fast, now, automatically, same stuff, instantly. So the perfect solution, if you want to solve your biggest list building challenge and avoid buying poor quality leads fast. 3 fast ways to solve your list building challenges and avoid wasting all your time and money now. You can see how by doing this, this is a good framework where you get everything laid out and you have the ability to now craft an unbelievable hook that's going to create curiosity from the people that are landing on your page or seeing your ad. I just want to recap here on the steps you would take for you to create unbelievable hook that's going to create so much curiosity that you are going to get people to take action. And that is, you want to lay out what's the desire of your audience? What's the result they're looking for? What type of transformation are they going to have when they're going to work with you? What are their roadblocks? I put one down. You can put more than one. Roadblock number one, you've tried it already and it didn't work. Then you lay out all the pain. Pain 1, 2, 3, if there's more. You test all of them. Just test, test, test. So you lay out your pain. So you have your desire, your roadblock, your pain, right? Big promise, desire, result, transformation, roadblock, pain. So now what we do is we lay out the beginning of the big promise, which right here I have 9. There's plenty more that you can go and put. You just have to do a little bit of homework. And what you do is you tie your desire and result to any of these 9. So how to, desire, okay? Now you have options. You can add a prefix, okay? You can add a prefix where there's some words that are like discover, learn, finally, new. That's the ability to have this on the front end of discover how to learn the truth. Finally, foolproof method. Then when you add in some time frames, again, without any numbers, you can use words like automatically or instantly. Automatically, 7 surefire ways to. Instantly, the truth about how to. And if you use numbers, you can also put that on the front end where it's in 60 seconds or less, how to desire result. In less than 30 days, 5 proven ways to desire and result. So you guys get it, right? So it's a simple framework that you can follow where you just have to get all of this information together, organize it, and then you just, it's like Mad Libs. And then what you want to do is on the back end, you're going to look and there's really 3 options. You're going to use to separate out your desire with the roadblock and pain is even if, 2, avoid, or 3, without. If you use even if, you're going to tie that to your roadblock. If you use avoid or without, you're going to tie that to any pain that your audience is having. So all you need to do now is come over here, take the front that you decided upon using, add a word, even if, add roadblock, you've tried it already, and you've got yourself an unbelievable headline, a hook. And you test, and you see which one works. You watch, you see how people are reacting to the headline. And I'll throw one more thing in there that when you're using this with surveys, and the powerful thing, I do this exact thing when I'm creating my ads or my start page for my surveys. However, when I'm doing a segmentation survey, I'm taking a user through a series of questions and I'm learning about them. Well, actually, in the segmentation, you're identifying where they fit. You're learning in your investigation, in your research survey, your investigative survey. That's where you're learning about your audience. That's going to allow you to now create your target markets. That's where you're going to segment. Right? So when they're going through your segmentation survey, you're asking them to tell you a little bit about themselves so that you can help them. So you can create a custom designed solution specifically for their situation. This is where segmentation surveys are so powerful. And it puts you above all of your competitors. Because most of your competitors are out there and they're promoting directly to their audience with one message. One simple message. The idea with the segmentation is you're identifying, right? ISTP. Identify, segment, target, and position, right? So we identify where they go. That allows me to send them through different paths to different segments. And when they land on my lead capture page, I'm going to have a headline. And it's going to be very similar to what I used on the start page. The desire result, the transformation does not change, okay? But what I do is I make it specifically for each segment. I know their challenges. I know some things about them from them going through my survey. So we put some logic in the system. We have the ability to do some logic where if they answer this, then show them that, right? So what we're going to do is if I have 5 different segments, I'm going to have 5 different landing pages, 5 different outcomes. And on my landing page, on my lead opt-in page, when I get them to the end where I want them to sign up, I'm going to create my headline, the same framework, but it's going to be segment specific for the desire, result, or transformation. And it's going to be segment specific for whatever roadblock or pain that they're having. So I'm becoming relatable. I'm showing I'm listening to them. And now I'm personalizing the messaging to that person so that it resonates with them. I know the problem they're having. So I'm going to go right to that. I'm going to attack that problem. And I'm going to break that problem down. I'm going to make a big promise that I can break that pain that they're feeling, the roadblock that they're having. So the key here is that I'm doing everything the same, but at the end of my survey, on my lead opt-in page and my outcome page, it's going to be designed in a custom way for each of my segments, where this is going to be relatable. They're going to realize that I'm listening to them, I'm paying attention to what they're telling me, and they're going to start to trust me. They're going to realize that I get them. And now I have my chance to transition them from getting some free information about how to solve their problem and transition them into converting them into a customer or whatever action I want them to take on the back end. Book a call, watch a webinar, sign up for my Facebook group, anything. Buy an ebook or a guide, something low ticket. So guys, I hope this was helpful for you. I know for me, it just makes things so much simpler when I do it like this, that I wanted to show you guys, if you're struggling and you're sitting and you're trying to figure out your headlines, a good way to follow this framework. Now, I have this, I'm putting together a worksheet for the people in the Performance Marketer Membership Club, where they do all of this and then it just builds itself, which is pretty cool. And I was talking about it this afternoon, so I figured I'd come in on the podcast and kind of tell you guys a little bit about it as well, as I'm developing the worksheet for them so that they can use this for their surveys. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you guys learned a little something. If you have any questions, fire away, hit me up, let me know, and keep listening. Keep checking out the podcast. If you haven't subscribed, please do. Go to my YouTube channel. We have videos there, tons of videos about this exact thing where you can watch. If you're someone that likes to have a visual while you're listening, then YouTube's the place for you. If you just like to listen while you're running or you're jogging or you're driving somewhere, whatever it is that you do, then great. The podcast is perfect. Either way, they're both perfect. But I want you to subscribe to them so you don't miss out on anything, because we're getting close, right? We're close to my Performance Marketer founding members are about to launch their surveys into the market. I'm super excited about that to see how it performs. And I might open back up the Performance Marketer membership for a short window if anybody's interested. So you want to be listening, because it's not going to open for long. With the idea of bringing more people in based on what we're learning now, so that we can help other people, get them to have some success. And soon, surveydetective.io, our platform, is going to be launching. We have our 1.0 version that we're using right now, but the 2.0 version is in development and it looks really cool. It looks really awesome. I'm pretty excited for it, but it's a big task. It takes time to build the platform. So that'll be coming out. We were shooting for September, but I think it's going to be later than that, because even if it's close to ready, I still need time to launch it and to create all the buzz. So it's likely going to be pushed back, but that doesn't mean you can't use my 1.0 version. You can. I'm not selling it, but if you're part of the Performance Marketer Club, then you get access to it. And that's a monthly charge. So I'm going to open that up shortly. And it's going to be a small window because I don't want a ton of people. But I do want to bring in more people so that I can get more results, create more case studies, more proof that this works. So thanks for listening. Stay safe out there. And next time you have to write a headline, maybe give this this framework a shot. Good luck to y'all, and I will speak to you soon.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.